Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys had a great Memorial Day weekend. You know, one of the things that a lot of people have got to learn is you can say happy Veterans Day to a veteran, but don't say happy Memorial Day. It's not cool. And I don't think people do it on purpose. I really don't. I just don't think they look at it as a holiday and you're supposed to say happy. No, you're not. Memorial Day is not. It is kind of a celebration of the sacrifices and stuff that our soldiers have made, but you don't say happy Memorial Day. You say happy Veterans Day. I would like to hear from any of the veterans out there. I mean, am I right by saying that? I mean, that's what I was always taught. That's what my dad's friend Mark, who fought in Vietnam, we always took him out for dinner or lunch or something on Veterans Day. But yeah, you just don't say happy Memorial Day because it's not a momentous occasion. You guys probably know what's going on with me. My dad passed away on Thursday, and you know, I'm not prepared to talk about it right now. I've had a rough weekend. Let's just say I don't want anybody to think that I am special. Like, I know that everybody's going to lose their mom or dad one day. It's just going to happen. It's inevitable, but you're never prepared for it. Like, I have gotten absolutely, say, you know, I did okay last night. I got maybe like 13 hours since Thursday when it comes to sleep. And I'm putting together a tribute show because my dad didn't want a service. He just wanted a party where people could get together, tell stories, have fun, not be sad, which I know that's easier said than done. But like I said, you're never prepared for this shit. But if you would like to leave me a voicemail or you knew my dad, you could easily do that. If you'd like to call in and tell a great story or just, you know, a memory or maybe something, a story that I've told on the radio, because I've told so many about my pops that I forget them all. You could easily do that, 407-270-3044.
Yes, Tuttle, I heard about what happened. I'm sorry for your father. That's sad news. And again, I'm sorry for your loss. And, I know the feeling because I lost my father about 2 years ago and, it hits you. You never think about it with all the things happening in your life and it just hits you like a brick when it, you know, happens. It didn't hit me right away, but when I had the service with my family, it hit me like a rock. So, you know, hold tight there, Tuttle, and, you know, again, sorry, and you know, good luck to you.
See, this, Jesus Christ, I've been such a bitch lately. See, this is why I didn't want to, I told you that I'm not prepared to talk about this, so, but thank you, sir, for the phone call, her voicemail. I really, really do appreciate it. So, I'm going to get into the show. I want to have a fun show today. This next story is actually kind of ridiculous. This Popeyes here in the United States, I guess somebody put up a sign that said black people only. Like, no, for real. Like, they were refusing service to Caucasians, and everybody is up in arms about it. Now, do you really think that the Popeyes did that? No, somebody put that on the outside near the little speaker where you order food at. But no, it has become a story. But I got to tell you, like, I have no problem with it. I mean, is that what we're doing? Are we splitting up who gets what? Is this like a mediation here? We'll get into the story here.
Samantha, right now, this Popeye's restaurant here in Lake St. Louis is closed because of the backlash, because of the threats over that sign, which has now been removed. I talked with police and with the restaurant manager, and I have learned that it was not an employee who posted the sign. This is looking a lot like a really bad prank.
I don't know, man. I don't know how you could call this a bad prank because it got you guys to talk about it. Everybody up in St. Louis is talking about the Popeyes that is blacks only and the cracker ass motherfuckers can't eat there anymore. And I'm fine with that. Like seriously. Like, I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about Popeyes. Look, I tried out their chicken sandwich, but all I'm saying is that if we're going to split up the chicken sandwiches or chicken restaurants, I'm telling you right now, give the white people Chick-fil-A. Just give us Chick-fil-A. I'm just saying. And then whatever, whoever wants Popeyes can have Popeyes. Like I said, I will eat the fuck out of some Popeyes. But if I could only choose one chicken restaurant, I'm going Chick-fil-A all day, baby. I'm sorry. It's just customer service alone.
I came up to verify it for myself. When I went to the drive-thru, you could see where the sign had been ripped off from the duct tape.
By the way, this is just some Karen, some mom. Got to tell you, a little bit on the chunky side. Probably doesn't need to be eating Popeyes. Probably has never eaten Popeyes in her life, but had to come down. Hey, Karen, did you hear about the blacks-only Popeyes? No, I did not. Yeah, they said they can refuse service to white people. Oh, I got to go down and see this. Yeah, that's exactly what. This is a Karen that's just looking for something to be mad about.
All day, cars have been streaming through the drive-thru at Popeyes in Lake St. Louis, looking to see the sign.
All right, this story just took a turn for a weird-ass turn. So you're telling me this blacks-only, no-white-people sign actually created, like, interest in this place? What is the world come to? What has the world come to? Have we been cooped up so long that we're like, hey, honey, you want to go see the no white sign at Popeye? Yeah, baby. Oh, go get me so hot. You know, that's how boring everybody's lives are right now. They want to go down to see a sign that's not even there anymore. A Popeye's that's not any different than any other Popeye's. But I guess, you know, I've never been to St. Louis before, so I really do not know. Like, maybe that's the biggest thing that's gone on there. Everybody has seen the arches, but no, let's go see the no white people Popeyes.
I was thinking, surely this is not true. What is this world coming to?
Photos of the sign have been posted and shared on social media. It says, effective June 1st, this restaurant is under new management and will reserve the right to refuse service to white people. We apologize for any inconvenience, signed General Manager Mason.
I keep going back and forth here. I keep going back and forth. Was this done by management? Because if you look, there's a lot of people in the drive-thru. This Popeyes is probably making more money than it's ever made before. But also, Mason sounds like a very, very white name. I'm being for real. Like, unless he's the white version of Clayton Bigsby or something, where he hates his own race. No, this story is kind of like giving me a headache.
We wondered if the photo was even genuine. I spoke by phone with someone who saw it.
I do believe that is the same letter I saw when I was in line for lunch on Tuesday or Monday.
So I went to the store to talk to the manager.
Russell Kinsall, reporter at KMOV News 4. I'd like to talk to you about the sign that was on your drive-thru.
Unfortunately, it's a ongoing investigation with Lake St. Louis Police Department. I can't comment on it, but it was nobody at the store that posted that.
God, it sucks having to just worry about cancel culture, but all right, listen, I'm pro-homosexual. Like, I support gay rights, all that good stuff. Like, they should be able to adopt. They should be able to, like, just do whatever, marriage, vote. Just give them the same rights as us. Trust me, the gays actually have it more figured out than heterosexual people do. I'm being dead ass honest, because as of late, man, the heterosexual people are crazy as fuck. I have been dealing with some weird, weird heterosexual people. And I got to tell you, I still like the opposite sex. I'm not going gay, but what I'm trying to say is that doesn't this guy have a lisp? I mean, come on. I'm just saying. And what are they doing in the background? Are they renovating this new Popeyes that this guy bought? Because that guy is definitely white. And I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but I think you might be gay.
Lake St. Louis police confirmed that they believe someone not associated with the business put the sign there, and they are investigating. Police are not sure if the sign is connected with recent vandalism of the restaurant, but people are saying the prank was a bad idea.
That's good for the Popeyes that they didn't do that, but it's as a community, you shouldn't do anything like that. It's going to stir up.
All right. So I know that you guys can't see this, but that was an Asian man. And I got to tell you, I haven't been to Popeyes in a while. It's been since they came out with the chicken sandwich. And I'm telling you, I might have to go there. Like, I'm just saying, this guy is very Asian. And if Asian people are getting down on the Popeyes, I want to see what's going on, because it just seems like Popeyes is attracting every race, creed, religion, and color. I mean, it's crazy.
No more problem.
Yeah, there were several people that said they feel badly for the employees who are catching the heat. Yeah, the news spread really fast about that photo, but people worry that it may take a few days for everyone to realize it's not the employees' fault. Live in Lake St. Louis, Russell Kinsall, News 4.
I really thought St. Louis was a big city. Like, I thought, there's a Kansas City, Missouri, and a Kansas City, Kansas. Okay, that always kind of confused me a little bit. But there must not be much going on in St. Louis, because everybody wants to go see that goddamn sign. I just don't know. And if one of the employees did it, good on you. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But man, like, I'm gonna have to talk to Bo from the guys, the one that I interviewed that has him and his boys, they play basketball together and they do charities. I need to talk to him. You know, that's another person. I talked to Bo, and I only talked to him one time, never met him in person, never had a personal phone call with him. And Bo from the guys actually called to give us condolences about my dad passing away. And you know what? That really showed what type of a person he is. Never met the dude in my life, but he still reached out. Like, I thought that was really, really cool. All right, before I go to break, this is a news story, or not a news story. This is a piece of audio that I found. And sometimes, look, I don't think animals are evolving. They're not. The only, like, parrot, I think parrots are the only ones that can really, really talk. Every once in a while, you'll get a cat, like, where it meows, where it sounds like it's saying something. But I got to tell you, this next video, this next piece of audio I'm about to play for you, I got to tell you, this one, it has me a little worried that the dogs are evolving, and it's going to be, like, instead of Planet of the Apes, it's going to be Planet of the Canines, because this bitch actually talked.
Shut up! Bye, say yes! I'm going to sell you. Put you up for sale. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, now, I know that this video, the audio could have been edited on it, but whoever did a fantastic job, and I want to hire you immediately to help me out with some production work. But yes, you heard that correctly. And also, I can see the dog's mouth moves correctly with it. You know, if you've done any video editing or lip syncing, like one of the hardest things about doing Naomi Bradshaw's videos was syncing up the voices and stuff. I always have a hard time with that. And I ended up getting Gary, who used to work at Hexhead Art, ended up helping me out with that video. But yeah, just listen to this again. I swear to God, this dog says, no, you ain't. That has me a little shook, people. Because think about this, okay? Think about if the dogs are evolving. Dogs are going to become the superior race. They're going to start walking upright. Think of all the stuff that we have done to them. Okay, now hear me out on this. We get dogs neutered. We chop off their balls, which they're just animals, but we just don't want them to, procreate. They say it's better for the health. I don't know, but could you imagine, like, all the dogs raising up, talking about it, hearing it through the generations, being passed down by dogs? Dogs and son, they used to cut our nuts off, so we have to do that to the humans now. And then don't even get me started on all the humans that are into bestiality. Can you imagine, like, seriously? Because I got to tell you, if I was a canine and we evolved to become the superior species, trust me, like, you know, like, it's going to be payback because there are people out there that have fucked dogs. And if you fucked a dog, like, that's pretty disgusting. And I hope when the dogs, you know, raise up and become the powerful, like, superior species, I hope they do the same to you. I would hope that dogs would know, like, oh, they know how it is to, you know, get fucked by a human. I don't know. Would the dogs be the better people? Would they turn the other cheek and not fuck us? Because I think the dogs would. They'd be like, yeah, bitch, you do this to us all the time. Take it. Take it, human. Just take it.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com. It's, Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Haven't had an interview in a couple of days. And you know, that's no dig on my producer, Vulture. Vulture's been doing a great job. But my next guest, Christian Dooley. I got the name right, correct?
Yep. Christian
Dooley. Christian Dooley sounds like, and I'm, don't take this the wrong way, but like, seems like, you know, the pharmacist and like that stereotypical small town America, like run up to the store and get some antibiotics from pharmacist Christian Dooley.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, Christian, now tell people about your app, your idea. It's called Pocket Change, correct?
Yep. It's called Pocket Change. And essentially, what it is, we've been working on it for a few years now and gone through some iterations to get it where it's at. But simply put, it's a social media where every like, comment, post, reply directs free change to charity. So kind of imagine like a Twitter, but every post mm-hmm. has a cause attached to it. And so whenever you're engaging online and consuming content, it's directly tangibly helping whatever cause area you might be talking about.
All right. So now... All right. Okay. So now there's so many questions I got to ask on this. Okay. So please don't think that I'm trying to pick apart your thing, but there's a lot of questions and stuff that I thought of here now. Okay. So me interacting or engaging somebody on the social media app, do I know what their charity, what the money is going to? Because, you know, you also got to understand there's a lot of charities out there that are just business money making organization. You know that, right? Like, so, do I get to know like where the money is going to? Like, please explain.
Yeah. So, yeah, twofold. On every post, there's basically a little imagine kind of a cause card attached to the bottom of it. So it'll say a title of a cause name, for example. You know, climate change, and then right underneath it'll say the organization. So in that case, we have World Resources Institute selected. But basically, how it works is when you come to the platform, we've done the work ourselves to.
So you're doing your due diligence and checking out some of these fundraisers or these charities and stuff, correct? Just making sure that it's not just some. You know, scam or somebody just trying to, you know, make a quick buck.
Yeah, exactly. So we have about 78 causes on the platform that we've pre-selected a top vetted organization for each cause area. And then we also have the ability for you to add your own causes or custom charities as well. So we do a vetting and select sort of, you know, top trusted organizations, but then we allow you to do customization as well.
That's good. You know, like I hope like you don't think I'm trying to be like, you know, counter programming or anything. When it comes to this. But you also got to understand that this is some of the worries that people have, you know, like whenever you when whenever you're talking about pocket change, you know, you know, people are like, oh, why are you giving that guy money? You know, he's just going to go spend it on such and such or do whatever he wants to. And I'm like, you know what? Like, if they're being open and honest with me, like, I don't mind giving somebody a buck or two here. But I also, like, I've done a lot of research on some of these big organizations, and some of these CEOs are making millions and millions of dollars. Yeah. And I just think that it's unfair.
Yeah, no, that's spot on. And we have a huge vetting process that we take extremely seriously in all the stuff. It's zero pay to play. No one can buy out to be our selected charity. We go through our process. But yeah, that's spot on. We actually, too, as an organization on our side, we take 0% of any contributions. There is a processing fee in terms of credit card and...
you got to do that. I mean, yeah. You can't be like, you know, you can't just be pissing money away, you know? So, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, if that's covering the cost for the donations, like I have absolutely no problem in that at all. I don't think anybody would.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's our point. Our, you know, goal is not to take any money from the charitable side. We actually want to be a platform that's essentially the most ideal thing possible for people to come on and kind of get that foot in the door, get started on their own mm-hmm. terms. And then for charities, be this kind of technology, you know, jumpstart towards bringing technology into the space.
Mm. Did you just crack open a tall boy beer right now? Because if so, that's pretty badass. That sounded like a Red Bull, if I'm just being honest.
No, I believe it was my Slack channel, but I'll make sure to set that down for a second. But a nice tall boy would sound nice. That's we'll see. Maybe this afternoon a little tequila Wednesday at the margarita night or something.
Yeah. Now have you guys thought about this? So like, I mean, if you're wanting, you know, because I mean, everybody, like, it would be nice that if you could make a little bit of something off of this where you can pay full attention to it, because I'm sure you work another job and you can't pay 100% attention to this. Have you guys thought about getting like that will match some of the donations and stuff? You know, I don't know if that's an avenue that you guys have thought about going down a little bit.
No, that's spot on. And actually, this is my full-time job. I actually...
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yeah. So we're actually set up as a...
501c3?
We're not set up as a 501c3. We're set up as a for-profit company, but like that's what I said. We take 0% of any of the donations.
The charitable, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so we're basically a technology platform that enables that kind of combination of dialogue and then charitable giving combined into one. But so how we've funded thus far is we've raised some investment rounds to get us to this point now. However, we're still, you know, in that stage of trying to get to that sort of serious kind of growth phase and critical mass and all that. But to your point on the matching stuff, and that's actually where a lot of our business model would kind of come in is, what if we could create a system where, say, from more of the advertising side of stuff, if larger companies, for example, you know, something like a Patagonia that's, you know, notorious for being conscious about land conservation and climate change, what if they basically come in and do, you know, sponsored content around matching charitable giving on our platform, or essentially doubling down on corporate social initiatives and, you know, telling that story through our platform is how we see it. So working with brands to say, you know, match donations, put on their campaigns and engage more people through, you know, their process of actually making an impact beyond just their, you know, profits and all that.
All right. So this might be another dumb question, but they always say that there are no dumb questions. How much is Uncle Sam and the government putting their hands on these donations and stuff? Is there any taxing going on or anything like that?
So from the tax side, I mean, people, you know, get tax deductions for their contributions. So that's all possible.
Okay. I just wasn't for sure if the government was taking money out of your slice of the pie that you guys were earning to be able to help out people is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no. So we, no. So from the charitable side, that's all kind of in that wing. And then from our company side, I mean, we have taxes as a company that exist, but
yeah, of course.
Yeah, and that's so there's no like additional taxing or anything going on.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm being a dick asking all these questions.
No. This is important stuff to, you know, understand. And it's kind of
because you got to get people to trust you to be able to, you know, because everybody is out to get one over on people. So that's why I'm trying to, you know, kind of ease everybody's mind on this, because everybody's very hesitant to be able to give anything to anybody because you just don't know. You just don't know this day and age.
No. I think that's spot on. And that's also why, especially kind of leading with the technology first, is so many people over the years, especially in the charitable space, you know, there's people on the phone calls who kind of like pander you for money, and all of a sudden they're sneakily taking, you know, 40% cut of that, or there's all this stuff that you can't quite, you know, track or know what's happening. Mm-hmm. But us kind of going with that technology first is we're, you know, 100% transparent in where the money's going, how it's getting there, any fees associated, and it's all totally trackable through the technology. People have access to all the information right in front of them. So that's a huge piece of what we're doing and trying to help kind of take a big step forward in the industry. Is there is definitely a deep history on the charitable side of stuff and people, you know, taking advantage of that. So we're trying to be, you know, more of a kind of leader in that sort of transparency and a sort of tech first mentality.
All right, this might be a little bit of another touchy conversation piece.
Yeah,
but
I'm flipping books, so whatever you got.
Okay, so I don't judge people. Like I believe in First Amendment. I believe in freedom of religion, speech, creed, color, whatever it may be. Okay. Now, what is y'all's policy? I sound very Southern when I say y'all's policy. What's y'all's policies on religious organizations doing charities with you? Like, do you guys try to keep that separate? Because I'm not a religious type person, but I also don't judge people that are a part of organized religion either. It's just not my thing. I feel like a lot of hate. I feel a lot of like sexual predators come out of religious organizations as well too. Yep. Do you guys allow religious organizations to be a part of this pocket change?
Yeah. So the answer is a little bit twofold. So, on the custom side of stuff, so how we enable people to choose their own custom organizations, how that works is our technology. We have basically a system that any registered 501c3 that's recognized by the IRS, can be supported through our platform. So if, say, for example, a church or a religious organization is, you know, set up as a 501c3, which most are, then yes, they can be supported through our platform. However, from us,
would you vet them if they were anti, like, gay or homophobic, or, you know, like they were like, you know, like something that maybe was not cool? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's sort of why we have not taken a stand on putting them as a recommended charity or organization, like any religious organization in that matter. We haven't, you know, put our stamp of, hey, this is a top vetted organization in this space. So we leave that up more to the people themselves, to, as they're choosing a custom organization on our platform, them sort of going through that decision on their own. And we just enable the fact that we're a platform where, the same way you could go online somewhere else and support that organization, you could come on Pocket Change, talk about it, and again, if people disagree with that or whatnot, we enable that dialogue and that conversation to happen. But as long as it's registered and properly according to law, have all their taxes in place, all that, we are enabling people to choose that customization.
Oh, cool. Well, Christian, I'm sorry about asking all these the wall questions and stuff. But please, I question a lot of things, you know, so please. Don't take me questioning stuff as me like, oh, I'm gonna get Christian Dooley today. I'm gonna get him with a gotcha question. And he's not gonna be able to answer it, and it's just gonna be great. No, like I knew what type of person you would be coming on here, and you would have an answer for everything. So that's why I did not feel bad about asking some of these questions.
Yeah. Well, but first, definitely don't have an answer for everything. We're always exploring and learning, but I'm with you. I like to question everything myself. I got this big thing for a while called just like rethink tradition, which I'd always sort of be going in conversations about, essentially questioning all the, as religion is a huge one actually that is worth, people just sometimes so quickly lean into, oh, we do it because it's tradition and that's how it's always been done. But I'm a sort of a exactly with you on being trying to be that flip side of it, of like, why are we actually doing these things? How were these things set up? Who's actually benefiting from them? What are they built for? So I'm with you on, I love nothing more than to dive deep on these sorts of things. And that's actually sort of where my passion comes for even, you know, working on a venture like this, is trying to, you know, work to solve some of those things that I've been personally questioning for my life.
Well, everybody thinks just because you're doing good, oh, he must be religious. Like, he must be religious. No. What? I mean, there are just good people out there. You know, I know it's been out for a little while. I just started watching that TV show, Afterlife, with Ricky Gervais. He wrote, produced it and everything. And there was a great quote. I know that it's an old quote, but I had never heard it before. But nothing helps. Nothing is a greater resource to society than old men that plant trees that they'll never be able to sit in the shade of. I don't know if that makes sense.
You put in the work of sharing and spreading the love without reaping the benefits, or without the purpose even to be reaping the benefits.
Yeah, because I mean, you should just want to do good things for people. You know, yeah. You should be able to enjoy, even though it's not your happiness, you should be able to get happiness out of giving somebody else happiness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the things that I feel like can actually make you the most happy is when you see the people that you love and care about smiling and being happy around you. Like,
well, those are people that are empathetic though, but that's also a double-edged sword though. Yeah. You know, we get happiness and stuff out of other people's joy, but we also feel their pain though too. You know, yeah. I'm being dead serious. Like people don't get the true definition of empathy or being people that are being empathetic, you know, because you can picture yourself in people's shoes and you can feel the good times and the bad times.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, I actually have a conversation I get into with some buddies a lot, but when people talk about the pursuit of happiness, I actually kind of disagree with that sort of mentality at large, and that the pursuit of happiness, and I get that there's a lot of positivity towards what it could mean, but how I sort of perceive it personally is it sort of means you're kind of going your whole life trying to seek out and like coming to be happy at one point, like you're pursuing happiness, when in reality, like, happiness is sort of that balance between, you know, happiness, pain. It's really just the experience of the moment we have that is the happiness. So there's no pursuit or like finish line to becoming happy, like, oh, I got this job or finally made this money or finally did this. It's just that process in between that actually is the happiness. And that doesn't mean being happy all the time, but it's this balance of, you know, we do have pain, we do have curiosity, we do have success and we have failure, all these sort of things combined, but that the happiness is actually that combination of emotions. It's not the end goal of some sort of pursuit.
Now, Christian, before I let you go, let everybody know where they can check out the app, try it out, or if they have a fundraiser that they want to be able to promote on Pocket Change.
Yeah, so we're live currently on the App Store now, so you can check it out at just searching up Pocket Change in the App Store. Also, any information at pocketchange.social, it's www.pocketchange.social. If you want to check about the charity information, how we do any of that, you know, follow us on Instagram, just looking up Pocket Change. But yeah, I'm always open to any questions, thoughts, concerns, ideas, how we can improve stuff, anything like that. So yeah, for anyone out there who may be curious, like I said, I'm an open book, always down to chat over some crazy life stuff. So yeah.
All right. Well, Christian, man, let's talk soon, man. Let's see how I can help you out, or how we can help both each other out. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Sounds great.
All right, man. Have a wonderful day.
Orlando Weekly, best of Orlando. Write the Tuttle Daily Podcast in the category for best podcast not on the radio. Visit Tuttle.net, where you'll find a direct link, so you can't complain that it's too complicated. And if you don't live in Orlando, no problem. If you're a supporter of the show from anywhere around the world, you can vote too.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later, so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. When you go there, make sure you hit that little like button and give me a subscription. Because if you hit that bell button, what's going to happen is you're going to get alerted anytime I go live or upload any new content. Now, I found this guy. You guys know that I'm a big science person. I love space. I take nerdy astro photography all the time at night with this new fancy iPhone 12 camera I have. So yeah, I'm a big space nerd. And one of the biggest interviews I ever did, and by views on YouTube is what I mean, is the interview I did with the Flat Earther guy. People, I don't understand how people really, really think that the Earth is flat. But this guy, I love him. I've played some of his stuff before, and you can check out his stuff because I don't want people to think that I am just, you know, ripping off people's content and stuff. I want to be able to share this stuff with you. And if you want to follow him, you can easily do that on TikTok. It is Farod BB, F-A-R-O-D-B-B. And I love his stuff. The dude's got like 2.5 million followers, but he breaks down why the Earth is not flat.
Today I'm going to be teaching you 5 reasons why the fucking Earth cannot be flat. I'm going to personally enjoy this shit.
The sad thing is that this guy, he is really, really smart, and he makes great points. But you can give them hard truth facts that are undebatable, and a flat earther is always. See, that's the thing about it. Flat earthers are great debaters. They are, because they have an answer for everything. Does it make sense? No. In the world, it does. That's why they are so fucking crazy.
All right, for one, bitch, unless you got some new form of gravity, gravity as we know it pulls shit to the center. But since the Earth flat, right, gravity gonna pull shit to the center of that fucking CD. Which leads me to reason number one. Bitch, all the plants will grow slanted. Fucking plants grow against gravity using negative geotropism.
The thing that I like the most about his videos is that we all stereotype. Now, could this guy be playing a character? Yes, most likely he is playing a character. But most people, especially Caucasians, are cracker-ass motherfuckers. We probably think if we heard this guy talking and he wasn't spitting out science facts, we'd be like, oh, man, he probably dropped out of high school or he's a thug or something like that. No, this guy is brilliant, smart. So it kind of breaks all the stereotypes, people.
If an orange fell off a tree sideways, it'd hit your ass in the face. Number two, all the water would pool up in the center. Because the only fucking reason rivers flow is because gravity's even pooled all around. But since gravity pulling to the center of a fucking CD, all the water gonna turn into a big ball in the center. Please tell me, is it a big ass dome of water somewhere on Earth that I missed?
Yeah, please. If there is a big round spherical ball of water in the center of the Earth, let me know. I think it would make a great Instagram photo. God damn it.
Number three, bitch, all fucking sports play with a ball would be impossible. Because the minute you throw that bitch, it's gonna pull down towards the center of the disc. Because we live on a fucking plate, remember? Oh, y'all finna fucking hate number four. Number four, damn it, since all the water gonna pool up in a big ass dome in the center, guess what the edge is gonna be? Desert. Antarctica, the edge. Alright. Fuck gravity. Fuck all that, huh?
Fuck gravity. Fuck all that. I swear to God, I would have been more into science. Could you imagine how much more you would have paid attention to your science teacher if he was just dropping curse words left and right? I know a lot of people don't like cursing and stuff. I know that a lot of people give Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, a hard time. But, like, seriously, kids will go out to his public speaking events, and he doesn't give a fuck. Like, he just drops them left and right like it's nothing. You get a fuck. You get a shit. You get a motherfucker. Yes, Gary V just doesn't give a damn. And I'm telling you, kids would pay more attention because this is how real people talk.
The edges of the fucking disc would be our deserts. And number five, bitch, going to the edge would be impossible because gravity pulling you towards the center as you get to the edge, which would be the edge of the atmosphere. So by the time you reach the edge of this big ass fucking cake holder we own, bitch, if you slipped and fell just like this, your ass would fall sideways fast as fuck across the whole city until you hit a sideways tree or some shit. So yeah, fuck all that. Them my five reasons why the earth can't be flat.
At the beginning of the show, I told you I've been getting a lot of sleep, so I've been like perusing the internet. Maybe that's one of the reasons. I did get over 6 hours last night, and I gotta tell you, I used to think that it was complete bullshit because they used to say, "Ooh, the cell phones keep you up." They actually do, people. And that red light feature that puts a red tint over your screen that Apple came up with, that doesn't do a damn thing either. Because they say the bright lights, stimulation, we all get in those YouTube vortexes where, like, we'll start at, like, 11:30, and then the next thing you know, oh, shit, it's 4 a.m. Yeah, these cell phones really do keep you up. But I don't know this next piece of audio that I'm going to play for you. I don't know if it's new, but I know that I have never heard it before, and I am constantly looking for content. And I got to tell you, this is pretty fucking amazing. And this guy covers Linkin Park as Eric Cartman from South Park.
Put my trust.
You know how bands, they always try to replace the lead singer? It never works out. I don't think that it does. If you can mention a band that they've replaced the lead singer of that actually was better than the original, I would like to hear from you. You can email me at Tuttle@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail 407-270-3044. Because I'm telling you right now, I would go see this show if Linkin Park got back together. They were like, hey, yeah, we know Chester killed himself. Yeah, let's get the Eric Cartman guy. Can you imagine people moshing out in the pit, just laying out bodies while this guy's singing as Eric Cartman? Fuck yeah, sign me up all day. Am I the only one that just, because that's the thing about it. When you listen to audio, you automatically get a picture in your head. I picture Chester Bennington wearing an Eric Cartman, that stereotypical like beanie cap that he wears all the time. Yes, that is the image that I have while listening to this audio. See, that was all in point of the whole thing. When he threw in the Eric Cartman, come on, guys. Yeah, it sold it. I there's nothing more that I can say. This is amazing.
But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
You know what? I'm sure a lot of you guys probably think that's lame. I don't know. Maybe I'm just bored. Maybe I'm just looking for things to distract myself with all the bullshit that I'm going through right now. I don't know. It brought a smile to my face. All right, last story. This, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. I particularly do not like talking about politics because you usually like alienate one side of your audience or not. But I hate all politicians, people. I don't want you to think I'm a liberal. I don't want you to think I'm a conservative, Republican, Democrat, Independent. They're all a bunch of crooks. But I love it. I absolutely love it. I actually get a little bit of an erection when politicians shoot themselves in the foot like our Governor Ron DeSantis did.
We are going to enforce Florida law.
In Lakeland today, the governor could not have been clearer or more emphatic. He says Florida cruise lines, like Royal Caribbean, cannot make it mandatory for passengers to get vaccinated.
Okay, hey, I thought the Republicans were all about, less government. And it is, no matter what you say, it is a private business. The private business gets to make up their own rules, people. Like, I swear to God, it's not like, oh, because you're black or Mexican, Asian, white, whatever. They're not discriminating against people, but that is their choice. Cruise ships before coronavirus were already a breeding ground for diseases, viruses. You know how many people get sick all the time being on a floating boat with a bunch of people that are dirty, not washing their hands, touching railings on stairs, elevator buttons, whatever it may be? Yeah. So if the cruise lines want to make people be vaccinated, then that's on them. But now Governor DeSantis, he's trying to, you know, do his best Trump impersonation and trying to impose his will. He shot himself in the foot, people. He really has.
Celebrity Cruises, part of Royal Caribbean, has announced its Edge will sail from Port Everglades on June 26 with vaccinated passengers. They say 98% of the ship's crew and 95% of the passengers will be vaccinated. But that would break state law, the governor says.
You don't say pass laws and then not enforce it against giant corporations. That doesn't work that way.
See, where DeSantis has shot himself in the foot is that these cruise lines, they're going to pull out of Florida. Like, you, DeSantis, you need the cruise lines more than the cruise lines need you. I'm just saying. Yes, we got some great ports here in Florida, but think of all the jobs. Think of all the money that's going to get lost. And DeSantis is all about creating jobs, all about helping the economy out. So DeSantis, what are you going to do? Like I said, you think you might be the big swinging dick, but these cruise lines, I don't even know if they're registered here in the United States. So what I'm trying to say is, I don't even know if they even really got to obey your laws. It blows my mind. And what's going to end up happening is that they are going to pull out. They are. These other people that these cruise ships that are based in other countries are going to be like, fuck you, DeSantis. We're going to do whatever we want to because we're a private business.
Celebrity and other U.S. cruise lines were shut down by the CDC 15 months ago after widespread outbreaks on board of COVID-19. Now the CDC says cruises can resume under strict health and safety protocols.
What CDC has done by closing the cruise industry for over a year, 15 months almost, 14 months, they do not have the authority to do it.
See, I'm no political analyst. I really am not. But what I'm trying to say, though, is I just don't see how Ron DeSantis gets reelected. But you know what? I mean, Florida is a red state. It is. So this idiot probably will. I mean, come on. We elected... what's his face? Skeletor guy. Rick Scott. Rick Scott, listen, I thought Rick Scott was awful, but I will tell you this, I like Rick Scott better than I do Ron DeSantis. Because, listen, say what you want, Rick Scott, that motherfucker was cool, calm, and collective. He could not be fazed at all. But when we had all those hurricanes and stuff, that guy was jumping from city to city. The guy knew Spanish. He was able to, DeSantis, I could be wrong, and I will admit that I'm wrong. Do you think DeSantis knows Spanish? Because Jeb knew Spanish, Rick Scott knew Spanish. I don't know if Charlie Crist did, but what I'm trying to say is, who knows? I don't even know who would even run against Ron DeSantis. And you know what? It could be just because I don't like Ron DeSantis as a person. Maybe he is doing good things. And you know what? I know as a host, I'm supposed to take a stance. I'm not one of those hosts. So I love it when people are able to change my mind, but I just don't. It's just something about his smug-ass fucking look that I don't like.
Don't they have the authority? Well, that question is now before a federal judge. Yesterday, he sent the case to mediation. Governor DeSantis predicts the state of Florida is going to win the case, but it could be a Pyrrhic victory if cruise lines here can't guarantee that their passengers have been vaccinated.
See, I told you, these cruise lines are not going to take a chance to get an outbreak on a cruise ship. Do you realize at the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak, these cruise ships, a lot of people were stranded on boats for months and months and months could not leave. So I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't get on a cruise ship. There's no way I would get on a cruise ship if I knew that, oh, nobody was vaccinated. Nobody. And you can't go around. You can't have an ID card. You can't force people to show, hey, have you been vaccinated? Because this is not Nazi Germany. Maybe it is. Maybe America has become Nazi Germany. I don't know. And I don't want you guys to come back and say, oh, I hate America. No, America is still the greatest country in the world. It's just, I don't understand why we put up with these politicians that do not have our best interests in hand. They don't. They care about the lobbyists and that's it. So I didn't mean to get all political and stuff at the end of the show. I'm working on that tribute show. I don't want you to think that I'm ignoring talking about my dad passing. It's just right now, I don't know if I could keep it together. I just can't keep it together. Like the hardest thing is like you're never prepared. I've known a lot of friends and people that have lost parents or close relatives, and like you could see that they're hurt, but you just I cannot describe in words the pain and torture that I'm going through right now. And like I said, I know that I'm not special. Everybody is going to have to go through this one day. And, you know, I talked to Daniel Dennis. I talked to Drew. People that understand stuff. And I'm not saying everybody else is stupid. Bubba, I talked to Bubba as well, too. But what I'm trying to say is that you're never, ever prepared until it happens to you. So what I'm trying to say is appreciate the time that you have with your loved ones. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover services brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with 2 D's.net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
A society grows great when old men plant trees, the shade of which they know they will never sit in. Good people do things for other people. That's it, the end.